This is Katie Harth with Mission Network News, and today I've got my friend Steve Prince on the line from Warriors Set Free, which is a division of Set Free. And we're going to be talking about the 25th anniversary of 9/11. And Steve, for me, and I'm sure there are plenty of Americans like me, it was a tragic event, but it doesn't necessarily, like, this anniversary doesn't impact my day-to-day life. But we've discussed trauma in the past, and for someone who lost a loved one, so many people lost loved ones that day. What does this anniversary mean for them?
Yeah, I think it's important that we continue to recognize the anniversary of significant dates, whether they're good or bad, in our nation. I was talking about this date. We're getting together with Warriors Set Free and some donors tomorrow, and it's not a holiday, but it is a significant date. It's for those that lost loved ones. It's a I've heard the definition of trauma as a unwelcomed change. And so we all had an unwelcome change. Some it hit closer than others. Being in Michigan, what happened in New York didn't affect my neighborhood, but it did impact the world. It impacted our day-to-day lives, especially air travel and security amongst military bases. Prior to 9/11, you could just drive onto a military base. And they've all been locked down since. So it's important that we remember how real evil is in this world and never forget the sacrifice of the people that risked their lives to save those who were in the caught in the middle at Ground Zero and at the Pentagon. I think the Pentagon is often overlooked as we focus on the Twin Towers that day. But I know a couple people that were at the Pentagon and it had a significant come to Jesus moment for them of like, wow, life is fragile and I need to start living in a righteous way. One individual that I know I served under, and he decided him and his wife were ready to start having kids after his near-death experience at the Pentagon that day.
It's such, thank you for that reminder about how it traumatic events like this can be life altering. And for the military people that Warriors Set Free serves, 9/11 started the, I think it was a 20-year war, in I don't know if it started the war in Afghanistan, but it started a long-term investment in the Middle East that had a lot of service people deployed there. And can you just first of all remind us how Warriors Set Free helps veterans and active combat people? And were there any, or was it Operation Iraqi Freedom maybe that they that sparked that? I can't remember, but how did Warriors Set Free help?
So Warriors Set Free walks. We use the word guides in our mission statement, where we individually invest with every military veteran or first responder who's seeking to build their faith, heal from the past, and win life's battles. So we do a very individual interaction. We call it a freedom appointment, where we sit with a guy or a girl for a full day, and we're basically it's a very intense discipleship day. But then we also have a 4-day event for men called the Warriors Battle. The women's is called the Heroes Reflect. We walk and we do life with those who seek to walk with Jesus and walk in righteousness and live biblically. So I interact with a lot of different veteran organizations doing a lot of different things. And if you're helping veterans, I'm a fan of whatever it is you're doing. We just, I believe, have the best tool in Jesus Christ to help people overcome the pain of their past and live the way we're designed to live in Christ. One thing that I think gets overlooked a lot, Well, I know it does in our community because we're so veteran heavy. Is 9/11 is very much a first responder event. The firefighters, the police officers, all the port security people in New York, even your TSA agents who now their job changed significantly. Like they were the true heroes that day, going into the tower, rescuing people. I have a friend named Dalton who was on vacation in New York, but he was a firefighter and he ran towards the sound of the crash and started helping. And his fire unit from Arizona didn't show up for a couple of weeks and he stayed and worked. So as a military veteran, I'm grateful for our nation and how much they honor us, but the first responders were the hero that day. The secondary impact was we went into Afghanistan right away. I have a friend from 5th Special Forces Group who was in Afghanistan within weeks of 9/11, going after the enemy, and then Iraq, as a result, kicked off in March of 2003, a couple years later. But the impact that that's had on our nation, on our military, even my own family. I spent 9 months in Iraq, and my son, daughter, and wife lived without their dad for 9 months as a ripple effect of 9/11. Well, to this day, impacts our family dynamic, impacts our community. So everybody that has served has made a sacrifice. And it can a lot of it can be traceable that was brought against our nation by to kill innocent people. Where that evil is real, it still exists. It's not 20. And Network News connecting with a chaplain in Ukraine sent me a video yesterday, and the rocket fire from the enemy while he was making a video from. So I think our nation is so insulated and so sheltered and so protected that we forget that even though not immune from another attack, terrorism is real and there's evidence that they're within our borders. So we need to be grateful that the Lord has given us this day, so far, a peaceful day at this time today, but we don't know, and our only hope is in Him that He will bring us security and peace and the ultimate peace of knowing that Jesus Christ has secured our eternity.
Oh, sorry, my mute button got stuck. I guess as we look for actions that our listeners can do, I know that supporting Warriors Set Free, can you talk maybe a little bit about what supporting Warriors Set Free allows you to do? And then we'll end with some prayer requests.
Yeah, supporting Warriors Set Free directly impacts the lives of military veterans and first responders. We have a lot of testimonies on our webpage and on our YouTube channel, just sharing the victory that these men and women experience when they see Jesus Christ for their healing instead of any other avenue of attempted healing. So when you support Warriors Set Free through prayer, or financially, or connecting people with us, you're part of really the Great Commission amongst the warrior community. So I'm honored to be able to do what we do, and we just continue to pray for one more. It's kind of become our saying. We say it on our Bible studies, like go find one more. And I had a call from an active duty spouse, and her husband's hurting this week, and so I'm praying for that man. I won't use his name, obviously, but he's on active duty. He just came off a deployment, and he's carrying the trauma of protecting this country. That he's doing that for each one of us. So a continuous prayer of Lord, thank you that there's warriors fighting evil on my behalf every day. And protect them, and ultimately, we pray that they would come to know Jesus Christ as the healer, the one true healer to deal with all the pain of our past and secure our future.